Good morning and welcome to Local Business Focus. I'm Sally Barker. Joining us on the show today is Julie Taylor from Fast Flyers, proud station sponsor. Good morning, Julie.
Good morning, Sally.
Now, today we're talking about direct mail marketing, and you've got a bit of a background on how we first started seeing some of these things pop up in our mailboxes.
That's correct, Sally. It goes back over 100 years now, back to 1895, where a gentleman called John Deere was using direct mail to inform farmers about his farming products. So it goes back as far as that.
Yeah, and we all know, you know, the John Deere product of farm machinery. How does that compare today? Like, a lot of people will use social media for their marketing, but this seems to be an area where it is a little bit untapped for now, and it can be of great benefit to business owners.
Yeah, that's correct, because with social media, is a great marketing tool, but I think you should also not forget about direct mail. Direct mail goes directly into everyone's boxes. It gets seen by everybody. It's a great way of spreading a message, just like John Deere did back in 1895. It's just a good way to get information across and get your branding out to everybody's households. Whereas I think sometimes social media, it can be on there, but you may not exactly see it, so we can get lost in the world of social media, whereas direct mail is simple and it's very easy and affordable to use.
So can you give us some examples of what direct mail is?
Direct mail can be anything that's enveloped up and put into a box. It is basically just a leaflet or a flyer advertising your business that gets distributed into everyone's boxes and households so that they can see what you're trying to advertise.
Are there certain flyers that work better than others?
I think sometimes there are flyers that are better than other flyers. Flyers which are simple to read, are bright and vibrant, that are eye-catching, that give you a lot of information. Those sort of flyers obviously work better. Repeat flyers are also good as well. So if just not doing it the one time, if you want to do it more than once, that also works very well.
So once you've gone down the path of using this method of marketing, do you find people will continue to visit that area?
Yes, they do, yeah. We get a lot of people coming back to us and they want to go out regularly, because the more times you go out there, the more trust you gain with your customer, who's actually the householder. So, yeah, the repeat is always very, very good.
So what do we need to know if we are a business owner and we're starting out and thinking that we might go down this track? What's the first step we would take?
Probably trying to get the design of your flyer correct. I mean, that's probably the most important thing, and what areas you really need to distribute your flyer in. So you want to keep it within your catchment area or areas that are suited to your businesses. So that could be like older people that might be attracted to your business, or younger people, or first-time buyers. So that might dictate where your area is. It's always good to talk to your local printer as well, because they can get you onto the right track with design.
So talking about design, how do we know what's good and what's not?
Well, you need to get your branding on there. That's the most important thing, because every time it goes into the box, people have to recognise that you've gone in there, because you're competing against other businesses of similar type out there as well. So you've got to get your branding correct, and that has to be prominent on your leaflet. And then your information and the colours on your leaflet have to be correct as well.
So what would you suggest in terms of sizing?
If you wanted it to be affordable to begin with, start with a DL size, which is about a third of a paper size. And then, I mean, even A5, which is half of that size, would be good as well, just to start with. And they're affordable to get printed up as well.
So can we talk about the difference between this type of marketing and, say, going out networking?
Well, I think in one respect, when you're doing direct mail, it is actually a form of networking, because you might not get a hit straight away, you might not get a response straight away, but you've got to keep working at it and get your branding out there. So networking is pretty much the same as well. You've got to get out there, meet people, and you don't necessarily going to get any business back from that to begin with, but you're getting recognition out there, and hopefully someone will remember you and use you when they need you.
Do you think that's a mistake some business owners make is they just go and do one big run and sit back and cross their fingers.
I think it is really. I think you've got to, you have to have the right timing with your leaflet, and you also have got to do it repeatedly as well, so to make sure that, that people see you more than once. I mean, if it was that easy, you know, everybody would be doing it. But you know, it's you've got to work hard at it and do repeat drops, and eventually, you know, you will see response coming from them.
Is there an ideal timing between drops?
It depends on your business, really. I mean, if you've got something that works towards school holidays and you want to drop it just before the school holiday, so timing is really important with your business as well. A lot of the fitness leaflets go out just after Christmas when we've put on a bit of weight, and so that's their ideal time is around January, February time. So that timing is very important.
And what would you suggest to start off with? 3, 4, 5 drops?
I think how often you do it is important, so maybe do it once every 2 to 4 weeks. It just really depends on your type of business. If you're real estate, you tend to go out probably fortnightly. If maybe you're a gym, you'll go out probably once a month. So, it just really depends what your business is as to how often you should go out.
So it's a good idea when you are sitting down and coming up with your marketing strategy to not discount this form of advertising.
That's correct, yes. I think it should never be forgotten, and I think we need to re-educate people that direct marketing isn't old-fashioned. It is actually very current, and it does give you a lot of response.
Wonderful. Thank you so much for joining us today on Local Business Focus. Julie Taylor from Fast Flyers, proud station sponsor.
Thank you.